All right. Well, here are a list of the top 10 things you should never Google. And I know that. Yeah. What's the last thing you Googled?
Last thing I Googled. I Googled Facebook. How lazy is that?
That's pretty funny.
I Googled Cooper and Anthony on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
So I Googled that. iHeartRadio Cooper and Anthony. I Googled that. I Googled Reddit. So instead of going to Reddit, I Googled Reddit.
Well, you'll be happy to hear what I Googled today.
Oh, no.
On behalf of you. No, I Googled this for you. I forgot to tell you. I Googled Harley Davidson because they have 8 new bikes and I was excited to see them so I can talk to you about them. But when I looked at them, I was like, I don't understand anything I'm looking at. So I didn't even bother. But I was all excited. I was like, oh, great. This is good. I'm going to Google this and talk to him about it. But then I was like, yeah, this is nothing. There's nothing here. I can't.
Yeah, there's an electric bike that's coming out that they've been talking about. There's nothing that I'm interested in.
Yeah. I Googled about that Jenny What's-Her-Face from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, because after she got fired, I was like, well, what did she tweet? Because I don't really watch the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, so I remotely followed that story, but didn't really pay attention to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, well, they fired her. They never fire people, so I had to find out what she posted, and it was pretty bad. I also Googled Alicia Witt, the actress from The Walking Dead, because I was like, well, what else has she been in? Because I know her from before The Walking Dead. You saw her parents died. They froze to death. She kept trying to help them, but they refused her help. So I was like, well, and I was reading the story like, oh, this is really, really sad. And I was like, what else has she been in? because I was trying to explain to my boyfriend. He's like, I don't know who that is. I was like, Walking Dead. He's like, we don't watch The Walking Dead anymore.
And nobody
does. Yeah. I was like, but you've seen her. I swear you've seen her. He's like, well, what's she been in? I'm like, I don't know. Some show from the 80s or 90s or she was in Friday Night Lights.
Oh, screw it. I'll Google it.
Yeah. I was like, let me just Google it and find out what she was in. But I guess she was in Justified. She was Wendy Crow in Justified, which is how I know her.
I don't remember that. I Googled the new show Somebody Somewhere that's on HBO.
Okay.
Because I saw the first two episodes and I can't believe anybody with eyes would actually ever watch this show. It has got to be the worst show ever on TV, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it like 98% and I couldn't believe it. Like, this is a step up from a YouTube this show with on a webcam.
Right. It was that bad.
It's so bad.
Okay, so here are some of the things that you should never Google.
Okay.
Don't Google your symptoms, because they say that no, I know that sounds ridiculous, but if you Google your symptoms, the problem is you will find things that are not gonna help you. You know, it's gonna make you feel worse and panicked. So don't ask Dr. Google for anything, because Google won't give you accurate information. So either go to WebMD or the Mayo Clinic or just call your doctor. They say don't Google anything criminal, like how to make a bomb, how to make amphetamines. Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that, because here's why. Now that's attached to your IP address and it can come up in another database that has nothing to do with you, and you can get in trouble because you were curious.
How about if you do it in incognito mode? Can that still come back to you?
As long as it's your IP address, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Right. They said don't Google cancer for the same reason, because most people, like some, you'll have a little symptom and then you'll Google cancer. You'll be like, that's it, I have cancer. So the same thing with, you know, don't Google symptoms. Don't Google bedbug infestations, because the photos that come up are disgusting.
Oh, yeah, you would never sleep in a bed again.
Yeah, same thing with skin conditions. If you see some of the pictures that come up, you will never, you'll want to like rip your own eyes out. Same thing with, they say, smoker's lungs, dangerous animals, that kind of stuff. Don't Google anything like that. Don't Google your name. Now, it's not a big secret that your privacy is out there, like you don't have a lot of privacy, but you might be surprised at some of the stuff that comes up if you Google your own name, and it's going to make you really depressed because you can't really do much about it. You know, just don't Google yourself, because you might stumble upon some unpleasant results and then it upsets.
Yeah, don't Google your email address.
Right.
Because you can only imagine what comes up. Just be safe and step away.
Yeah, step away. Don't Google anything to do with you. And the number one thing not to Google, giving birth. Okay. We've all seen the scenes in the movies, women who are yelling loud, doctors are saying, calm down, it looks stressful, even in the movie, but the real process of giving birth is a lot more disturbing and especially dangerous for women to watch because it can discourage them from having children. So don't search it, don't search cesarean, nothing to do with having babies. I say that is the one number one thing. I mean, I don't care. I was never going to have kids, so I can Google all of that as much as I want.
Yeah, I mean, just thinking about it, a 10-pound baby coming out of that.
If you ever have any kind of procedure done, they put you under with anesthesia, you don't know what's going on. You're out. They can do whatever they want to you. But if you actually saw what they were doing to you, you would be horrified and you'd never stop screaming.